Report: suspect accused of killing man on video was not charged, then allegedly killed again. By Amy Furr on November 6, 2022. Suspect Adrian Soto allegedly killed his girlfriend's ex last year while others watched in Chicago but was not charged until recently, according to a report on Saturday. CWV Chicago also noted the incident was recorded on camera. Meanwhile, the man was also accused of shooting up his ex-girlfriend's home, which killed a person inside. Authorities have since charged him with 2 counts of first-degree murder and numerous additional felonies. The news comes as nearly 600 people have been killed in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's D. Chicago so far this year as the crime wave continues sweeping across President Joe Biden's D. America. On November 7, 2021, Soto and his girlfriend went to collect her children from her ex-boyfriend, Nicholas Narolewski, in a grocery store parking lot. According to prosecutor Aaron Cooper, when Soto's girlfriend walked over to them, Soto remained in their car but the woman soon came back with the children and her ex-boyfriend. Soto then began arguing with Narolewski before allegedly shooting the man multiple times, which resulted in his death. Narolewski was unarmed when the incident occurred. The CWV Chicago report continued. Soto, 18, ran from the scene, dropping his gun along the way and changing out of his hoodie in an alley, according to Cooper. Police recovered the weapon and the clothing. Investigators determined that the gun Soto ditched was used in the murder, which was captured on video. During a bail hearing this week, Cooper stated that investigators discovered gunshot residue on the hoodie Soto was wearing and Soto's DNA on the murder weapon. According to Cooper, several witnesses identified him as the murderer. However, Soto was not charged with the murder until recently, and the reasons behind the delay have not yet been reported. Meanwhile, Soto was accused of killing another man in January after he saw a Facebook stream of his ex-girlfriend partying with her boyfriend and relatives. That night, Soto messaged the woman saying he had watched her with a boyfriend, who allegedly belonged to a rival gang. The suspect later drove to the home and allegedly opened fire, which killed a man sleeping inside. Officials quickly charged Soto with first-degree murder, 7 counts of aggravated discharge into an occupied building, possession of a stolen motor vehicle, and aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. This week, Judge Mary Marubio held him without bail per the 2021 murder charge. A mid-year survey found violent crime in cities across the nation grew by over 4% during the first 6 months of this year, Breitbart News reported in September. In October, the problem began emerging as the deciding issue for voters in the fast-approaching midterm elections, with a poll finding 77% of Americans believe violent crime is a major problem.